Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night to my international watchers, and welcome to the Morning Motivation. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel, and this is a segment of the Brittany Daniel podcast. I hope you guys are doing well out there. Hope you guys are blessed. I got some bad news from my friend whose grandmother was not well. So again, please send our prayers to Erica and her family. That would mean the world to me because she needs it right now. And Erica, if you're watching this, I love you so much and you're in my heart and my prayers, and so is your family. But I did want to get on here today and and talk to you all about, excuse me, y'all, I'm a little under the weather, talk to you guys about sticking to the plan. And I know all week we've been talking about, you know, continuing on our path that God has us on, or continuing the journey that you're on with either entrepreneurship or whatever you're doing. And I want us to continue with that plan and stick to it. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the bad side, or not even the bad side. It's not the bad side, but the other side of going after your dreams that a lot of people don't talk about, right? They talk about, you know, the wins and getting there, but we're going to talk about what happens when obstacles come in your way. What happens when adversity strikes? What happens when things don't work out as planned? What happens when you spend money that you needed in order to make your plan successful and it doesn't work out the way you thought it was going to work out? So that's what we're going to talk about today, is how to turn your L's into lessons. Okay. Before I jump into the prayer, I do want to give a few announcements. So yesterday the link wasn't working. It's working now. I got it working. So if you are interested in joining me for 5 weeks or the 555 transformation, then go ahead and schedule your 30-minute free coaching consultation. And what that does is just make sure that you're a right fit for the 555 transformation. And I am as well. Honey, you okay? Okay. Heard a little thud up there. The next class starts on the 23rd, and the last class graduates tomorrow. So I'm going to be very sad to see them go. But if you are interested, then go ahead and sign up for the free coaching session just to see if we're a good fit. Y'all, there's only a couple slots left. There's only a couple slots left. So if you're interested, get in now, because next go round, it might look a little different, and it won't be until July. So if you need some transformation in your life, if you need to transform it with self-love and self-awareness, with your spirituality, with, you know, your physical health, with, excuse me, with your finances, and also in your personal life when it comes to your relationships, personal and romantic, then this is the course for you. It's 5 weeks, 5 evenings, and you get access to me the entire 5 weeks if there is anything that you come across that you stumble on or have any issues with, okay? But the link is down in the description, so you guys go check that out. And you guys make sure you give these videos a thumbs up. It really helps me, helps the YouTube algorithm push these videos out to other people. So now that we've gotten the announcements out of the way, I'm going to go ahead and do our morning prayer and jump into the comments. So make sure you guys say your morning shout out so you can get your shout out. And for those listening on my podcast, thank you so much for being an avid listener. You guys, we have over 50,000 downloads, and not too long ago, we only had 30,000. So shout out to SheAmber, shout out to the team, Melindy. You guys are doing amazing behind the scenes of getting things right where they need to be. So I really, really appreciate all your hard work and dedication. And I appreciate everybody that comes back each and every day that listens and all of that. But let's jump into the prayer and get started. So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up again for another day. And for those who have lost anybody, please let them know that their hearts are with us. Let them know that they have somewhere to go and they can be a part of the Morning Motivators as a beautiful community that will wrap their arms around them digitally and pour into them and love them unconditionally. Also, just whatever anybody's going through with obstacles, or maybe plans aren't working out for them, that you will give them the secret sauce, that you will give them, whisper in their ear and give them the directions that they need to go. I pray that they lean on you and do all the things that are pleasing in your sight to ensure that they get to their final destination. Your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. All right, let's go to the comments, go to the shout out. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Nana. Happy a hump day, or good afternoon. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Dia. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Norma. Good morning, Grand Rising, Kiki. Good morning, Vanessa. Good morning, Edwan. I hope you are doing well. Good morning, Authenticating Beauty. Thank you so much. Yes, she lost somebody very close to her grandmother yesterday or this morning, and I have to call and check on her to make sure she's okay. But thank you so much, Authenticating Beauty. Good morning, such a lady. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Gabby. Good morning, Gabrielle. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Miss Debbie, and good morning, Aisha. That's it. Good morning, Aisha. I hope you guys are doing well today out there. I hope you guys are blessed and thriving and all of the above. Now, let's talk about, so most of us, you know, if you've been a part of the Morning Motivators for a while, or you've been coming along, everybody has certain goals they have, right? Everybody has something that they're striving towards. I talked to some of you guys independently, and I know that you guys are starting channels, and I know you guys are starting podcasts, and I know you guys are starting businesses. I know that some of you guys are buying homes. I know that some of you all are writing books and getting new jobs and have gotten recently promoted. And on this journey, you know, when we finally figure out what we want, right? We finally have been like, you know what, God, I feel like you're talking to me, or this is what I really want to do. And we go after it, right? We go after it full force. And then annoyingly, things don't always pan out the way we thought they were going to pan out. We hire somebody to do something and it falls flat, right? So then you're like, dang, I done wasted this money, or I done spent this money doing something. Or, you know, you're on the pace to doing something, or you think you're doing it right, and then you find out, oh, I need something totally different than what I've already been doing, or I didn't go down the right path. And I want to tell you all that that is just a part of the journey. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning. Good morning, Miss Felicia. It's a part of the journey. It costs to be the boss, okay? It costs to be the boss. That was my mantra yesterday, because something happened to me in my business. And man, sometimes when things happen, it's just like, it's very frustrating. It's very overwhelming. It's very deterring. You know, sometimes you're like, oh, is it worth it? I want to give up. Or you want to just, you know, cut ties or go backwards. But I'm here to tell you that you have to keep pushing forward. This is a part of the journey. This is a part of what happens in life. This is a part of what happens in entrepreneurship. This is what happens when you're trying to conceive something out of nothing. You know, we're not always going to get it right. We're not always going to make the best moves, but it's designed that way. It is not designed for us to, you know, when we pray, we get all the answers and God gives us all the steps. You know, we talked about it the other day of coming to God for each step in the journey, each step in the plan, each step of the progress. But he didn't say it was going to be perfect. He did not say it was going to work out the way you wanted to. He did not say that everything was going to be smooth sailing once you figured it out. Going through the ups and downs, especially entrepreneurship, any of my entrepreneurs out there, go ahead and load them in the comments. There are going to be times where you want to just walk away. There are going to be times where you're going to feel like, man, everything I'm doing is not working. But in the midst of that, what I challenge you to do is continue to seek, continue to push yourself, continue to pick your laptop up, pick your camera up, pick up your iPad, pick up that book, and continue to learn and continue to strive. I was watching J-Lo's documentary the other day, and I was listening to Amanda Seales too. I'll say, let's start with Amanda Seales' quote. I love Amanda Seales, by the way. Everybody doesn't feel that way, but I do. And one thing she was saying, or I don't know if it was her, somebody, and they were saying that the only difference between them and everyone else is they played for the long game. They did not give up. They did not give up when times were hard. They did not give up when things were going, you know, not so great. They just didn't give up. They played the long game. And I want everybody out there, I want to challenge you, play the long game. And when I say the long game, not a couple of years, not 5 years, not 10 years, not 15 years, but 20 years. Play the long game. So if you look at your goals, your business, anything you want to do in that long of time, in that 20-year span, this year, 6 months, couple weeks that have been hard and challenging, it'll feel like nothing. If you think about your goals in a 20-year span, the little adversity that we're going through right now, or the little challenges that are happening now, in the grand scheme of the plan, That's not that big a deal. Good morning. And if your plans don't stretch out for 20 years, if you don't have a 20-year career goal or a 20-year goal with whatever you're doing, then we might have to revisit the table, because it's going to take time to really get things into action. Now, do things happen overnight for certain people? It seems that way, right? It can seem that way, but we have no idea what they've studied behind the scenes. We have no idea how much they've tried and tried and tried and tried, and they finally found something that was working for them, or how much knowledge they have, or had the connections and things like that. That's why we can't look at somebody else's story and compare it to ours. We cannot look at what anybody else is going through and mirror it to what we're going through, because we have no idea. They have no idea. And we have no idea what their challenges, what their tribulations are, how much God has put them through the fire, how many jobs they had to go through, or whatever the case may be. We have no idea. We only know the highlight reel. We only know the short story that's told before they come on stage. We don't know, unless we have their book, we do not know all the things that they've been through. So that's why we can't compare our lives. We just have to continue and stick with our plan. Continue to go toward your goals. If you guys have any questions or comments, go ahead and leave it in the comments now. And oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going to get to yours in a second. Oh, let's go. Melindy says, good morning. Please pray for me and my family as well. My great grandpa has been in the ICU and his kidneys started shutting down yesterday. I'm so sorry. Please, everybody, send your prayers out to Melindy. She is a part of our Morning Motivators as well as a part of Morning Motivation crew. I'm so sorry that you're going through that. And our prayers and our hearts go out to you guys. You guys fill her with love, fill her with prayers. I'm super, super, super sorry that is going on. And I pray that everything will work out in your favor. And if you guys want individual prayers, for sure, she, Amber, also does them on her podcast. She, Amber, let everybody know where they can tune in so they can make sure that they're there and they can get their prayers and they can get all of the support that they need. And again, Melindy, I'm so sorry you're going through that. You guys send her your prayers, fill her with love. You know, this is how what we do on our Morning Motivation. Everything ain't beautiful. Everything ain't, you know, roses and stuff. We are human beings going through real life, and it happens. And I'm so, 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 so sorry. So you guys load up the comments with prayers, wrap your digital arms around her and her family, because the people are losing people these days. And so we definitely have to count our blessings, but we have to pray for those who are definitely going through it. So make sure you guys load the comments for Melindy. And make sure she knows that she's loved and she's supported, and we are here for her. Melinda, if you need anything, reach out to me. You have my number. Do not hesitate. Okay. But yes, She Amber goes live in the evenings at 4 p.m. EST. And she's going to go on early today, but make sure you guys check that out. If you guys need prayer, She Amber prays for you guys individually, right on the spot. She's amazing. And you guys make sure you guys tune in 4:30 p.m. EST. Okay. So going back to the topic, and again, Melindy, I'm so, so, so sorry. But going back to the topic, you know, we have to stick to our plans. We have to keep moving forward. We have to think of the long game and the long term and the long run when it comes to the things that we want to do, the plans that we have for our lives, anything that we want. We have to think long term. I was watching the J-Lo documentary on Netflix, and it's really good. You guys should check it out. I fell asleep, so I didn't see the whole thing. But one thing I noticed about her journey is, although she was successful in our eyes, although she was a world-renowned star and people loved her and knew who she was, it seems like she wasn't fulfilled. It didn't seem like she was satisfied. It didn't seem like she really knew how powerful she was. And it's because she wasn't recognized by her peers. She wasn't recognized in Hollywood to be, you know, the superstar that the world thought she was. You know, she had millions of fans around the world, sold out tours, sold out albums on the number one chart. So many women looked up to her, especially in the Latina community. Like, they love J-Lo. We loved J-Lo growing up. J-Lo was the bomb. J-Lo was, oh gosh, I feel old. I said the bomb. J-Lo was no problem. J-Lo was just that girl, right? And so to see her go through what she's going through. And that's why I love to watch documentaries. And it's not to laugh at anybody's pain, but it's just a real like picture of everybody doesn't have it figured out. Even when you think that they have it figured out, even when they, you think that they have, you know, the roadmap and the game plan, and they have all this money and they have all this celebrity and they have all of these things, you know, that's why I say don't put anybody on a pedestal, because they're just like us. You know, she struggled with her stage debut for the Super Bowl, and it seemed like she finally is getting the accolades that she's always wanted, like Oscar buzz and opportunities to work at the Super Bowl. And she jokingly said it only took 20 years. And what that made me realize is a lot of the times when we have these goals, we want them to jump off in a year. We see these success stories on social media, right? I got all of this money in this amount of time, right? I did this in this amount of time. I was a, you know, I had 1 million subscribers in this amount of time. And that is great. You know, I'm happy for the people who do it quickly and who don't have to, you know, that seems like they got it quicker than others. But then there's something sweet about the long game. There's something sweet about the short, the people that stayed in the fight a little longer. And to me, it means longevity. If it's taking you longer, it's probably because you're going to be around longer. I will say the people that I know that come in the game real quick, they burn out real quick, or they leave real quick, or something happens, right? And not to say that that's ha ha ha, that's what you get. No, 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 no. It's just that you may be being equipped for the long game. You may be taking L's in the short term for the long game, because your L's are going to turn into lessons. Any losses that you take are going to be lessons for you to continue to go. The only way you don't win is if you quit. The only way you don't win the game is if you give up. And sometimes we have to go back and read the directions. Sometimes we got to go back and read the instructions, or sometimes we got to go back and read the rule book. You know, if you do not know the name of the game, if we're not constantly studying, if we're not constantly honing in on our skills, if we're not constantly trying to get better and watching content and studying and reading and praying and all of the things that we need to be successful, then we're just going to keep continuing to get the different result or the same results, right? Sometimes you have to hire a coach. It doesn't have to be me. I might not be the coach for you, but go out there and seek somebody that aligns with what you need and what you want. You know, there's plenty of coaches out there. There's business coaches. There's relationship coaches. There's so many. There's strength coaches. If you're feeling like you need a strength coach, my girl Jaira B is a strength coach that could get you through hard times, you know? So there are other resources. There are so many options out there for us to gain the knowledge and do what we want to do. You know, one book, if you're on a journey and it feels like forever, it feels like you're not getting to where you need to be, then, you know, read the book, The Alchemist. It shows you that life is a journey. And sometimes we look for outside things and it's already in us. You know, we already know how to do the things that we may, you know, there's things that you should hire people for, right? There are things that you should delegate. You know, everybody should be a millionaire by Rachel Rogers tells us that there are definitely things that we should delegate and pay others and outsource think people for. But sometimes we can just do things ourselves too. So you have to decipher what's something that you can do yourself and what's something that you can hire somebody for to save you time, to save you energy and brain capacity. You know, for the moms out there, maybe it's too much to raise the kids and clean the house. So maybe you hire a housekeeper once or twice a week to come in and straighten up and to do all the toilets and then the showers and then your house is clean for the week or the 2 weeks and you're good to go. You just do the spot cleaning. You know, there's so many different ways that we can alleviate and get rid of a lot of our stress and anxiety. Maybe it's not the work, so to speak. You know, maybe it's the other things, taking a load off with your meal plans. You know, some people hire chefs. Maybe a chef isn't in your budget. Maybe you do meal prep. You know, maybe we get a subscription service, but you can lighten your load in other ways while we're on this journey, because it's going to take help. It takes a village. It really takes a village not to just raise kids. You know, we always say it takes a village to raise kids. It takes a village with everything. It takes a village to run a business. It takes a village to, you know, surround yourself by the right people, because everybody's not going to have it all the time. You're not going to be A1 all the time. And that's okay. That's how it's designed. It's designed for the highs and lows. Especially being an entrepreneur, it's like a toxic relationship, kind of. It's like you have amazing highs and amazing lows. The only way is if you don't win is if you quit. That's it. That is the only way you don't win, right? So you're going to take losses, and it costs to be the boss. So when you spend money on something and it doesn't work out, learn from it and just keep it moving. You know, we can't cry over spilled milk. When things don't go according to our plans, we cannot cry over spilled milk. You could give yourself a little mini pity party, and then you got to get back up and keep it pushing. Good morning, Percy. Thank you again for the super chat. I don't think God wants us to have it all figured out. If we did, we would stop seeking and asking him for answers. I love that. That is so true. I really think that that's true. Because if he gave us everything, right? If he just gave us, boom, here's all of the tricks and the tools, and we would leave God in the wind. We'd be like, all right, bye. You know, he wants us to go through things so we can lean on him, call on him, keep him in our lives. I agree. God doesn't want us to have all the answers, and it's not designed that way. Because if we had all the answers, then there's certain things that we wouldn't learn. There's certain things that we wouldn't go through. Then we wouldn't have a testimony to help others. Somebody's going to reach out to y'all one day when Cooking with Raw has her cooking show. Some little girl is going to watch her, and they're going to want a cooking show, and they're going to be like, what did you do to get your cooking show? And then Cooking with Raw could tell everybody, or tell or write a book, or tell that young lady what the cooking show is all about or how she got it. You know, don't think that you're going through adversity just for yourself. You know, we go through the ups and downs for other people. Y'all, if I had nothing to talk about outside of positivity, unfortunately, you know, we have to tell the good, bad, the indifferent. You have to go through the hard to get the good. You have to kiss the frogs before you get the prince. You have to take it. Losses turn into lessons. And the only way you lose is if you quit. That's it. So we have to keep going. We have to keep striving. We have to stay the course. I'm talking with my sister, and she believes God is a woman. Okay, well, that's her. That's what she believes. Y'all, we can't. One thing that we can't do for me, and this is me personally, and that's why I say, hey, if you're not a part of the Christian community or Christian faith, or you don't believe what we believe or believe what other people believe, who are we to tell that person that they're wrong? If they're going to God and that's what they believe in, that's what they believe in. I believe that there's dual, because there's things out there that show God is both. He's not man or woman. I don't know. We don't know. So I feel like we lose so much, especially in the Christian community or just in general with religion or beliefs, that if we constantly try to bully people or to make them feel the way we feel or learn what we learned, all we can do is, you know, pray that they're praying to the right God. That's it. But if that's what she believes, that's what she believes. I don't battle people with what they believe when it comes to their spirituality, because I believe that there's so many ways to get to God. I believe that God knows their hearts, and I don't think he cares. I don't think God cares. I think the whole point of what God cares about is the relationship. So whatever label, pronoun, universe, I don't think it matters personally. So what we do is we just cool. Like, you know, I don't think that God cares personally. That's just me. Shamber says, when you said, I thought God is a woman by Ariana Grande. That's a good song though. Listen to Sarah Jakes Roberts for years. And sometimes she says that life is like a classroom, and all we can. Oh, I love this. Life is like a classroom. We all take the test first and learn the lessons after. Ooh, I love this, Kiki. That's true. Because we don't get no, it's all about pop quizzes. We don't give we don't get all the answers. We definitely don't get the answers. We lost a lot in our belief because we focus on how God is, or who God is, or Jesus actually looked like, or how Jesus actually looked if he was white or if he was black. We focus on the wrong things sometimes when it's about the relationship. I agree. I feel like we can't spend too much time debating that, because realistically, outside of text, and all books, the Quran, they're all man-made. We don't know. We won't know until we pass away, unfortunately. So we just, you know, as long as she has a relationship, I don't care. I don't. That's the most important part. And that's why I started this whole journey of the morning motivation, is I just wanted people to, well, my mission, what I got from God, was people just need to have a relationship with me. How they get there is not your business, not your problem. You just make sure, Brittany, you spread the word and you tell people that I'm there for them. That's it. I didn't get, you know, given Bible verses. That wasn't what I was told. I wasn't told to, you know, be a preacher. I wasn't told to debate. That's why I say, hey, however it works for you, even in the 555 transformation, when we talk about spirituality, I leave room for people to put whatever pronoun, whatever belief system they believe in. You know, I consider myself Christian light, you know, but whatever works for you, because the whole point is the relationship. So it is what it is, in my personal opinion. I don't know. And I feel like that's what's divided so many people from God and church, is we spend a lot of time debating features, even though it's written. We won't get into religion, but, you know, I feel like to each their own, as long as, and at the end of the day, I will say this too, Edwan, at the end of the day, when we stand before God, I don't think he's going to ask us, did we debate his sex or his gender, I should say? Hey, that day in June in 2022, when your sister and you were talking, did you tell her? I don't think he's going to care about that. I think God cares about our hearts. I think he cares about the work that we do. I think that God cares about how we treat his children, how we treat one another, and how we live our lives. I think that that's what he cares about the most, personally. And some people might believe different. To each their own. I love when you say, I don't know. I never heard somebody say, I don't know, at church. It shows humility. I've never heard that either at church, but we, at the end of the day, we don't know. And I feel like, you know what? And I'm just going to keep it a buck. And I know this is a little off topic, but a lot of things that we believe in as American Christians were through slavery. You know, we were told don't question the Bible because of the, you know, they were using the Bible to, you know, justify slavery and continue slavery. And we weren't supposed to ask questions or be in thought. I don't hear other religions talk like that. I don't hear other religions don't tell you to seek God or seek things for yourself. And that's just me. That's just my narrative. So as American Christians, we really have to rethink some things and really go, now that I'm free, I can question. I can have that relationship with God. I can ask the questions. Now, what responses you get back is between you and your creator, but you know, I had a whole lot of come to Jesus moment or come to God moments where I had to, you know, I was asking questions. I wanted to know answers for myself. I wanted to know why things didn't make sense for me. And I got my revelations. So I tell anybody out there to seek your own revelations. Ask God. It's okay to question. Because a lot of people use God and religion very nasty and sickly, because they have their own interpretations, or they tell you don't question God. I was watching, y'all, there's a documentary on Netflix about a doctor who was a fertility doctor. I talked about it on my Instagram. It's called Our Father. Y'all, this man used religious text to justify inseminating women unknowingly. It's a crazy documentary. I'm not even into like thrillers and all of that stuff, but y'all, he was using the Bible to justify, two verses actually, to justify what he was doing. And I don't want to get into the details because it's explicit and it's disgusting and it's disturbing. The documentary is really good though. But basically, he created a community of children. a small city of children. And he felt like he was doing nothing wrong because he was using Jeremiah 5:1 or 1:5. I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. He used that. And there was another thing. So there's a sector of Christianity that believes that your duty as a man is to impregnate as many women as possible so your children can go out in the world and be vessels for God. Flag on the play. Unknowingly, I doubt it. Okay, so Sunny sees it. Our father is crazy, and I think we have no laws around. It's ridiculous. Y'all have to go watch that. It's crazy. I don't want to, man, Kiamra, we can't spoil it for him. We can't spoil it for everybody. But yes, so that's why I want y'all to question things. That's why I want you guys to go seek answers biblically for yourself. Old school told you, don't question God. Don't do that. It's from slavery, y'all. That's from slavery. We're out of that. Where our minds are free. We can ask questions. We can study anything that we want to. I want you guys to go know God for yourself. Not what a church told you. Not what your grandma told you. Open whatever religious text works for you. I read the Bible and see what it says for you. I used to study it. I would just go, hey, so what about this? Or what about this? I heard about this. And I would just go study and see what it is for myself. And a lot of times the interpretation I got at church was not my interpretation. And I know we're getting on a whole nother topic, but I think this is important for us to talk about. Thank you, Edwan, for bringing this up. I think it's extremely important to know God for ourselves. It's extremely important to not go off of what people tell you. Because people can tell you a whole lot of stuff. Like, that man really believed that what he was doing was okay. Sick. Absolutely sick. And he had no remorse for the lives he ruined. He created umpteen children in a 30, 25 mile radius. You ain't think about your kids growing up and possibly hooking. Just sick. Y'all got to watch it. It's really creepy, though. Sectors of white supremacy. Absolutely. Hi, Jessica. You guys came in a crazy part of the conversation. If you're just joining in, we are talking about knowing God for yourself. Exactly. They understand that we have to read things for ourselves. Gone are the days where we don't question things. Gone are the days where we take people's word for it. Gone are the days where you just listen to one preacher and you adopt his ideologies or his thinking. Or it's okay. Preachers are supposed to be there to help us along our journey. Go there, get your spiritual cup filled up, and that's it. They're not supposed to be the end all be all. And what's happened, and especially in the Black Christian community, is we have old ways. We have old ways from slavery. Don't question God. Preacher knows this. Everything. And it's just like, but no. You have to know him for yourself. You have to go read the religious text that sits right for your heart and what fits for you. Because that's why a lot of people out here are like, well, I'm not Christian. Because it doesn't sit right with their souls, or whatever they went through in church doesn't sit right with them. Or things like Our Father, it sit with them. Girl, do you know these folks? Authenticating Beauty. Have you seen the Klein Kids? Y'all got to watch that documentary. It's crazy. But that's a perfect example on why we can't take other people's word or other people's interpretations of the Bible and adopt them as our own. You have to go out there and seek it yourself. Open the Bible for yourself. Go see what the translations translate to. You know, the New Living Translation is different than the King James Version for good reason, right? We don't talk like that anymore. But you have to know him for yourself. You have to go seek the knowledge for yourself. And for people who are like, no, you're not supposed to do that. Let's take religion off the table. Let's take God and religion off the table. So if you go to a doctor and you see a doctor once a week, once a week, and the doctor is telling you, this is how your heart works. This is how your kidneys work. This is how your lungs work. This is how your eyes work. And you're just sitting there and you're just taking it. But you do no research on your own. You don't open a medical book. Are you equipped to go to medical school because you sat in somebody's doctor's office every week and just listened to them and got everything that they thought was right, but you never went to go open a medical book, do you think that you're going to get into medical school? No, you're not. So with that being said, make sure you guys do your own research and your own work in your religion or your spirituality or whatever it is yourself. And if some, and they say, a lot of people say, well, we don't believe in that. Go to the Bible and read that scripture and see what it says for you, not what you were told in church. A lot of, and I will say this too, a lot of Christians are missing a lot of their blessings because they're stuck on, this is not what we believe in. Okay. You don't have to believe in it, but let's go figure it out. Let's go research it. Let's go see. You don't have to believe in everything. Just perfect example. If you're at an ice cream shop and there's 5 or 10 different ice creams, you're not going to like all the ice creams. You may like one, you may like two. But how do you know unless you go get your little sample cup and you taste the little other ice cream? You know, that's why Baskin Robbins used to have those little spoons, because sometimes you don't know. You go and you go, let me try that ice cream. I don't like this ice cream. Let me try that ice cream. But we've been only fed one type of ice cream. So how do you know? I read a book by Maya Angelou and she was like, you've been a Christian your whole life. How do you know? How do you know? You've been told, just like any most religions, you know, and I'm not knocking nobody's religion. I'm not sacrilegious. I'm not telling y'all to leave the grid. No. I'm telling you to do it for yourself. Go out there and find and seek God for yourself. Go read the Bible for yourself. Go to those verses where they say, we don't believe, or that's evil. Sometimes I've done that and I'm like, that's not what that says. Like, for instance, honor thy mother and thy father all the days of your life. The next verse says, parents, don't antagonize your children or something like that. Go read it for yourself. When people try to hit you with little Bible verses, wives, submit to your husbands. The next verse says, men, honor and love your wife as God of Jesus loves the church. Nobody talks about that other verse. People like to manipulate people with Bible scriptures. That's why y'all got to go read them for yourself, because you might have an aha moment like, wait a minute, that person was trying to manipulate me with Bible verses. I had to go read that for myself. Always ask about, where's that from? I love when y'all do that for me. Hey, where is that? And then I got to go Google it, because sometimes I don't know. I'm not the perfect Bible scripture reader. Hey, hello. That's why I say go do your own research. I always tell y'all, think for yourselves. Do what's best for you. Go research your own. I thank God for the strength to keep me having faith, and he will bring us through if we just believe. Absolutely. But go see what he says for you. Thank you, Sunny. Thank you. Brittany, my only problem with the church is some people say God told them this and that. A married man at my church said God told him he doesn't have to work. I don't know what God tells other people. I don't know. And if that works for him, if he's not coming and asking you for money, then let that man out. That might be what God told him. We don't know. That's my thing is like, and another thing is when people tell y'all certain things, have discernment on who speaks into your life. Have discernment of who tells you things. If you feel like that person ain't that great, or if somebody prophesies over your life, pray about that. And you still have to do the work either way. So that might be his. That's the thing is though, with us, y'all, we can't get caught up in what God or what people believe God has told them to do. Cause we don't know. We don't know. So we just pray that that's the right God for them. And we keep it moving on our own path. See, too many times in the Christian community, we be trying to worry about what everybody else is doing, what everybody else said, No, that is an individual relationship. If somebody at your church tells you God told them they gotta work, I'd be like, okay, great. God didn't give me that, so let me keep it pushing. That's great for them. That's great. I'm actually sorry. I did not mean to throw you off topic today, sir. For another time. It's okay. It happens on the morning motivation. Let's see. It's how that you use the word in your life. Is it good or bad? I like that. I like that. I like it. But go do research for yourself. If I was one of those kids interracial dating only because, oh my God, I'll be so scared to having a daughter, a son, a niece, or nephew. That is true. That man, that story is crazy. She's authenticating visa. I bet I met one and didn't realize they are around my brother's age. Ooh, child. Oh yeah, don't provoke your kids. Thank you. Thank you, Melindy. Yes, it says children love your parents as children honor your parents all the days of your life. Parents don't provoke your children. So people will tell you all day, honor thy mother and thy father, honor thy mother and thy father, honor thy mother and thy father. But they don't go to that next verse. Parents don't provoke your children. You know, it's just like in the Quran, you know, people are using the Quran to justify polygamy. The Quran doesn't tell you go be polygamous. You know what the Quran tells you? The Quran says a man can have up to 4 wives, but if he cannot financially, spiritually, emotionally support all 4, then he should just have 1. Most men can't emotionally, physically, or financially support 4 women. So he should have just 1. People like to take what they want to take and manipulate it and make it stick and make it go do what it do for them. So you have to make sure you know what's right for you. You have to know what's right for you, and don't let nobody play you with a Bible verse or a verse from the Quran or a verse from wherever you believe in. Go do your own research. Ask them, hey, what verse was that? I'm going to go look it up. I'm going to go look it up myself. What was that? And half time they're going to tell you, I don't know. It's something that they heard. Y'all, we got to stop letting people, you know, it's cool to hear things, but don't be gullible. Don't, you know, question everything. Everything. Question everything. And the reason why you question everything, because there's motives, especially in America, behind most things. You know, why aren't gun laws being, you know what they said? What was it, Ted Cruz? I think the governor of Texas, I think it's Ted Cruz. When he was asked, like, hey, why is America the only place to, you know, that has these gun issues? His response was, America's the best country in the world and people come here for opportunity. What in the hell does that have to do with gun laws? But they like to use that rhetoric, just like most of us Americans grew up thinking that this was the only place in the world that had buildings and skyscrapers and the way they would make the rest of the world. Anybody that's not in America, I'm going to let y'all in on a secret. The reasons why Americans are stuck up, if they come to your country, the reasons why they walk around with their noses to the sky, they think they're the best, especially our white counterparts, calling a spade, is because our whole entire lives, we've been told this is the best country in the world. And we are shown Africa, we're shown safaris and famine, and we're showed other people, we've showed disasters and how horrible they're living. Now, in our generation, we're seeing, oh, wow, that country's popping. That country has a lot of stuff we got. That everywhere does. We're just made to believe that we're the only one. I didn't know, y'all, my grown age. I'm not joking with you. And I'm embarrassed, but I'm not joking with you. I did not know until I was grown that Canada had Black people. That's how ignorant they kept us, y'all. We're an ignorant, ignorant society. Very, but it's designed that way. That's why I need y'all to go out there. Oh, Abbott, okay, thank you. I need y'all to go out there and ask questions and out there and go seek and learn for yourself. You want to know what a country's like? Go Google it. Go watch some YouTube videos. You want to know, you want to travel? Go Google. I want everybody to get out there and see the world and learn for themselves. It's a part about taking lessons. I know we're a little off topic, but I think that this is super important to say. Everybody has to do their own research. Everybody has to go out there and do things for themselves and ask questions and question everything. When the doctor tells you you're okay, question that. You know something's wrong with you, and the doctor's like, you're fine. So you're like, okay, I'm fine. What tests? What documentation? What paperwork? I remember I told somebody had knee pain. He went like this to my knee and was like, oh, you're young. You're fine. Sir, I have a young face. I'm about to be 34 years old. You know what I mean? Don't let people, don't let people do that. Let's see. Also, I agree. If you question a religion, then that's a cult. Okay. Sorry, Sunny. Sunny says, also, I agree. If you can't question a religion, then that's a cult. Question everything, investigate everything, find out what's right for you. Absolutely. My mom provokes me, but I challenge her. Edwan, sometimes you just gotta let your parents have it. Just like, all right, you got it. That's like fighting an uphill battle. I can't handle four women. One is enough. Exactly. Can you handle four? Now one of y'all. Now one of y'all. No, 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 no. No, y'all can't. No, y'all can't. One is plenty. Y'all, one is plenty. And excuse me, it wasn't Ted Cruz. The governor is Abbott. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ashley says, this is the biggest debate between my family when it comes to religion, especially older Black Christians. I ask too many questions and they end up getting mad. You know why people get mad? Because the stuff don't be making sense. The reasons why older Christians get mad is because their intelligence is being questioned and challenged, because it don't be making sense. Because you'd be like, wait, the Bible say this and then it say this. What? And then they'd be like, that's how it's, because that's what they were told. And they don't want to challenge their beliefs. Just like with a lot of the stuff in that's going on since the panorama. Nobody wants to question anything. Everybody just kind of went with the flow. It's cool to go with the flow. Get caught in the matrix. It's fine. It's easy. It's easy to go with what everybody else is doing. It's easy to follow the crowd. It's easy to just be like, oh yeah, that's what a doctor on TV told me to do that I've never met, that doesn't know my body, that doesn't know anything about me or my health problems. I'm just going to listen to him because the United States says that he's the doctor that knows everything. Question everything, y'all. Everything. Stop listening to these folks on TV. Hell, don't even listen to me sometimes. Question everything. Everything. Let's see. America gives a second world at this point. It's giving second world at this point. First world with more stuff at times. Third world with a bunch of stuff at times. Y'all are hilarious. Percy and Edwin, y'all better stop. I'll go put y'all in time out. Sunny says it's running stereotypes / jokes of Americans that we don't know anything and we're ignorant. And Black women like y'all. The TV that we watch perpetuates the negative stereotypes. I'm going to finish your thing, but I was told during spring break one time that if my parents knew I was talking to a Black American woman, they would be ashamed. I'm articulate, I'm educated, independent. Wow. That's what they perpetuate. We have to get out there and see and experience other things, especially Black people. We accept too much. Absolutely. I agree. I can't believe Brittany is 4 years older than me. Had me fooled. I thought Brittany was 25 years old. Not with all this wisdom. I appreciate that. No, I'll be 34 in August, y'all. 34 in August. So that's why we have to question everything. That's why we have to go back to the drawing board. But going back to the main topic, thank y'all for doing that, because I feel like that was very important to talk about. I want everybody to go out there and do their own research when it comes to your religion, spirituality, everything. Question it. Ask God, talk to him. Be like, hey, this doesn't make sense to me. And see what happens. You know, open the Bible on a random page and just read it and see what you get. You know, challenge things like, hey, where was this person? Also, Who wrote the book? What were they up to? What were they doing? You know, because there was a different, there was a different author for each book of the Bible. Who was that person? What did they do in the background and behind the scenes? Because there's one book written by, I want to say Solomon, but I don't think it's Solomon, where it talks about there's nothing new under the sun. And it's very morbid. It makes you feel like, well, then why are we here? You know, it says there's nothing new. You can't do anything different. Like everything is the same. And it's just very morbid. Like, well, then what's the point? But I had to go figure out what that person was dealing with at that time and what was going on. So we have to continue to challenge and question things. Don't even get me started with my own experiences in China and East Asia. Our reputation is rap videos and violence. We have to experience other things and other people to have experiences, to experience us as well. Absolutely. You know, our reputation around the world is trash. Not even gonna lie to you. As a Black woman, Black people, it's horrible. But all we can do is be our best and continue to move forward and continue to gain knowledge of self and understand who we are and understand what we are called to do and have a relationship with God that is best for us and pleasing to our relationship. But getting back to the main topic is stick to the plan, y'all. Stick to the plan. You're going to take losses. You're going to take L's. There's going to be things that don't quite pan out or work out. But that is a part of the journey. That is a part of why we're here. That is a part of what is going to happen on your journey, in your life, in your world. It is what it is. But you're going to turn your L's into lessons. That's why I love that song, Best Life, by Cardi B and Chance the Rapper. Turn my L's into lessons. Turn your L's into lessons. Turn your losses into lessons and keep it pushing. Keep striving, keep thriving, keep going hard for your goals and your dreams. But it's not going to be easy because nothing is going to go smoothly. If you think you're going to start the business and everything's just going to work out, it's not. I'm here to tell you, just so you have a little bit of pessimism in your back pocket. Just put a little bit in your back pocket. But when it doesn't happen, you'll be like, oh, I knew this was going to happen. Brittany told me it was going to happen. Or I knew it was going to happen because that's what happens. You know, and then we don't get so frustrated. Then we don't get so down on ourselves. You know, have people around you that can constantly breathe good things into you, that can challenge you and tell you that you're winning. Your circle is super important. That's why in the 555 transformation, we talk about that last pillar being relationships. Because the relationships we have, the people we have around us, our significant others. If you're down and your significant other's like, well, see, that's why I told you not to start the business. What? Or your significant other could be like, my honey, and be like, hey, it's a part of the process. You know, keep going. It's a part of the process. You're going to take L's. It is what it is. You know, nothing is going to go smoothly. Adversity is going to be there to teach you and make you better. Iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron, you guys. So you need the hard lessons. You need the things not working out. You need it. You need it. You need it to make everything the way it is. And to make you better. Make you the best. All right, y'all. So do not forget to sign up for the 555 transformation by booking a 30-minute free call. It's down in the description box. The link is fixed. Things are coming very soon, so stay tuned. Do not forget to send your prayers to Melindy and Erica for their losses today. I'm so sorry. My heart goes out to you guys for sure. You guys, make sure you guys give this video a thumbs up and all of the, you know, the lives. As soon as y'all come on, you know, write your comments and go give a thumbs up. I will really, really appreciate it. It helps me, helps the YouTube algorithm keep the pace. Happy hump day. I love you guys so, 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 so much. I pray for you guys all the time. I speak about you guys all the time. And I hope that you guys are doing well and you guys are blessed. And for those of you who are going through a hard time right now, pain will not last forever. It will get better. I love you guys. And I hope you guys have a beautiful, beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.